welcome to episode 140 of
Brutal Battle.
Yeah, it's Brutal Battle. One person didn't participate in the name, but that's okay. That's okay.
I didn't. You caught me off guard.
That's your style.
You should be talking about it beforehand.
Are we recording?
Yeah, it's fine. Oh, yeah. So it's kind of like the old crew plus Mark, but Mark's kind of like, I feel like Mark's the old crew.
I don't know.
Especially because he's been on a lot recently.
I'm something.
Here's the exciting thing about this episode. Brutal Battle Royale, once again. Mark is going for a three-peat. He won the last two in a row. So if this happens. Well, this would be the
just
first three-peat.
Tom Brady, right?
When you look at your download metrics, we won't say numbers here because that's unprofessional, but your Decasodes, are those your most popular shows usually?
Yeah, I believe so. And I've also had a lot of people tell me that those are the ones they look forward to the most. So when I hear that, I'm like, well, I wish I could do more of that, but you know, A, it's a bitch to set that kind of thing up, and B, you're buying a lot more beers, so you know, whatever.
Not every episode can be a Decasode.
Yeah, not every
plus and that 12 mystery beers compared to two.
Yeah, and then that's what makes it so special. The specialness is gone if you do it like that all the time. You know,
why do you think I only show up for these?
That's true. There you go. And then that makes your presence special as well.
Aww.
In addition to just being special.
Where's that big pile of fan mail you said you had for me? Is it back over here?
It's in the dumpster.
It's a big pile of something, but it wasn't mail.
Big pile.
It's in the kitty box.
Yeah.
It's
fucking letter bombs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's Brutal Battle Royale, and we actually let Mark be the one to choose the style for this, since he is the returning champion from two episodes, going for the three-peat. So, Mark, what did you choose?
Seasonal. I guess your take on seasonal. No, it didn't have to be.
Well, you said winter beers in particular.
Winter,
yeah. And
winter beers.
We decided to leave it up to interpretation. So, really, whatever you would like to drink during the winter, honestly.
Right.
Like, your own interpretation. So it could be, this is what I think of as a winter beer, or this is what I personally enjoy during the winter. So really, someone could have brought a lager.
I don't know. All Kolsch's.
Like all Kolsch.
Every single one of mine's pumpkin.
Oh, all pumpkin? That'd be great.
Oh,
then we could just eliminate you now.
You know, I saw a nice little pumpkin section at Wine World. It was all, like, tucked into the corner.
The guy was trying to sell me on one, and I was like, pretty sure this group isn't going to like pumpkin.
I think we've pretty much all said we're not pumpkin beer fans, so, yeah. So, anyway, so we have Mark, obviously. We have Kyle back, who,
it's been
a little bit.
I am happy to be back.
Yeah.
I do want to plug something of my own when that opportunity arises.
Okay. That doesn't sound good for me, but that's good.
I like getting plugged.
I know. So does Carlin. So
and then
we
actually have another person who hasn't been on in a while, and that's Sean Creel.
Hey.
So it's nice. It's nice to have the gang back again,
Always good to be here.
It's quite nice. So
we play footsies.
Yeah. And that typically is what happens between you and Sean, isn't it? So
Not until at least beer three.
Yeah.
That's not much. That's like, what, like 15 minutes in, maybe?
I'll be popping through Denim in no time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So what we got, like we said, winter beers, but open to interpretation. So there could be a lot of different styles. I don't know. So we're going to do 12 of them. Everyone be reminded that we have what we call the Swain Save, named after Chris Swain, who's been on.
Dizzle.
Yeah, that dude.
I missed that little troll.
So basically, the Swain Save will just be a beer that's already been eliminated that we bring back in the third round for a second chance at life in the tournament. The winner is going to get some prize beers, and the runner-up also gets prize beers. So
I honestly think my favorite part of these episodes is when we discuss which beer is going to win the Swain Save.
Yeah.
Because we all line them up, and we're just like, sipping them. Okay, not that one. Not this one. And that one. And then this one. And then
it's like
so much fun.
Like a mad scientist in a chemistry lab, just like grabbing things
just
to mix.
We're all
and they're
just
like,
well, we're not
I blend them together,
one.
So I don't actually know.
He's like, I want the Swain Save for the combination of 7 and 2 together. The blend of these two. I mean, you can blend at the end if you want when everything's said and done. Feel free, but you know. So anyway, as the beers get eliminated, we'll go ahead and reveal what they are, but if they win, we're not going to tell you what they are until they get eliminated eventually, and then the one that wins it all Maybe it'll be Mark. Maybe this will be our first three-peat.
Unfortunately, I don't think I can taste these beers right now, but hey.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to point that out? That
yeah. Well,
both myself and Mark are fighting colds.
So
I might lose my voice, honestly.
Well, just do what you can. Right, you can start writing, and I'll talk for you. But Kyle is fighting a little bit.
Over here.
He can mind. Kyle's fighting a cold a little bit, so tasting and smelling might be a little bit challenged.
Actually, no, it's not too bad.
Just me talking. Me, I'm the one with the problem.
Mark, so. Mark said he may actually just defer to us for
The voting. We'll see what happens.
I was as fine. Could be before I got here today.
So. Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna go home feeling like shit. Malaria.
Even if you can't fully participate, Mark, I'm just glad that you're here to compete.
I did kind of taste, and I could taste, like, you know.
A little bit.
What do I want to say? Like, I can taste savory and
rusty nails. And
yeah. Rusty. Everything tastes like metal. That's
yeah. So it's different types of metal. So you might taste nails or screws or a wrench or
black gold thrash. Yeah. Death.
Yeah. Oh, musical metal.
Power. Yeah.
Cannibal Corpse, you know, whatever.
Melodic. So, baby.
Actually, that points something out. Why has there not been a Cannibal Corpse beer? Like, there was an Iron Maiden beer. And
like, are they made of corpses? Like,
no. I just mean, like, an ode to the band, Cannibal Corpse.
AC/DC beer, too.
That sounds like a Three Floyds or a Surly thing. Yeah, you know, they should take that on.
Or, what? The hell's the name of that? Clown Shoes?
Clown Shoes? They wouldn't do that. That's not their style.
They had weird name fucking beers.
Well, they have some weird names, but I don't think they've done any, like, band tribute ones. Oh. But anyway, let's just go ahead and get this this tourney started so we can get to beer three and Kyle and Sean can play footsies.
Hell yeah. I'm excited that number one is one of the lightest beers on the table.
It's very light.
It's the lightest beer.
I mean, most of the beers just looking are very dark.
It must be one of my cultures.
But one and two, one is very, like, reddish-orangish. Mm-hmm. Brownish. Yeah.
Cloudy as a mother, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a dark brown.
And then two is just dark. Just like tan head, dark, stout looking.
Two is going to be the description of most of the beers today. They all look exactly really, the same. Really dark.
There's like no light coming through this at all.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and swirl up one, smell it, and Mark will tell us what he smells.
Oh, I smell a hint of nothing. Oh, that's great.
Ooh, wow, this smells fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Lots of caramel sweetness coming through.
Definitely.
Really rich, lots of residual sugars.
Yeah.
Residual sugars, that's all I was going to say.
Caramel, a little more raw than that, a little brown sugar.
I'm just going to agree with everyone.
I get a little bit of alcohol coming through on the nose, too.
Yep. I can taste the alcohol, so I know that there's something. Must be made. I can taste the sugar in the alcohol.
I smell coconut. Am I high?
I'm not getting coconut, but I am getting some sort of fruity characteristic. In there. Maybe a little raisiny aspect.
There's no point in me smelling,
so. I can see that. I get, like,
fruity? Tutti frutti?
Yes, tutti frutti. That's exactly it.
That burns all on the way down a little bit.
That's it? Ooh. All
right, I'm going a little raisin in there. I get, like, I want to say cookie batter, but not quite, like.
Whoa, Johnson.
What type of cookie?
I'm undecided.
That is like drinking syrup.
That's strong.
Wow.
That's a really present mouthfeel. It's very syrupy, very alcoholic in flavor. Yeah. The caramel I'm
really
getting.
Rich.
That's Johnson Rod right there. That's what I like to call that.
I feel like that's like...
It's bitter.
Yeah. I want to say it's some type of IPA.
Kind of like
a pretty
like
intense
bourbon barrel-aged IPA or something. There's a lot of alcohol, a lot of like boozy, maybe potentially bourbon-y characteristic to it. It's, well, I don't get the sweetness that I typically get with bourbon. There's a sweetness to it,
I get a lot of bitter, citrus character coming through.
Yeah.
Like, you have this sweet, kind of syrupy, thick mouthfeel, and then you have this bitter alcohol burn with the hops, and they're just...
Can I make a guess on...
Yeah, what? Sure.
I think it might be a 120.
Oh, I could see that. I could see it being a 120.
There's a lot of booze in there.
Yeah, it is a ton of booze, and that fruitiness, there is... Yeah, I could see there being, like, there's a citrusy, kind of, like, caramelized citrus peel.
I definitely think it's an IPA over, like, 12% of some sorts. I haven't had too many that high of an ABV, so that's the first one that comes to my head.
And that would really make sense, what you were saying about being, like, 120 or something like it, with all that bitterness. There is a lot of bitterness on the flavor, and it is, like, a hop bitterness.
I agree 100%.
I like it. It's a little, I'm almost a little bit boozy, that's but that's that a is. good winter beer. I mean, that'll, it is, that'll yeah. warm you up.
I can see this as being very wintry. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little turned off with the bitterness level and the booze together.
They're both up there. They're high.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's try two. It's competitor.
It's dark. Wow. Very roasty.
Yeah. Tons of roast. I almost get a little bit of a grape characteristic in there, though, which is kind of odd.
I get some coffee.
Ooh. Definite coffee.
I get some spice in there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What type of spice? It's like allspice? Like at a clove. Yeah, maybe. Clove type deal.
There you go. It smells like an ass.
I can't see allspice.
Smells like a six-year-old guy's ass.
With all is that spice. A Adam Sandler reference right there? It is. Very well done.
So anyway, I get the allspice.
Yeah, there's great must allspice 60-year-old guy ass. Yeah. Anyone's taking notes.
Thick head.
I get. Did you say grape at the beginning?
Yes.
Yeah.
I had a little grapiness.
I just got a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there's a little leather note to it as well leather, as I keep
like a
smelling.
Biker's ass.
Leather, almost like leather a slightly smoked.
Yeah.
Character. To
yeah. It. No, definitely like leathery.
I just recently had a that's an Immort ale from Dogfish. That uh-huh. had, like, peat smoke to it.
Interesting.
I get a little bit of that in this. Not quite as intense as what I'm remembering from that beer, but...
Yeah, there's definitely that no leathery idea. Characteristic. Now that I've first got it, I just keep smelling more and more of it as I swirl. But it smells good.
I have no idea what to make of this.
That is a really weird taste.
Yeah.
It's ashy.
It tastes like...
Like ashes, like yeah, actual, like burnt it tastes like wood ashes.
It's weird. I could actually, even though I can't taste anything, I could actually pick between the two just by two's kind of has a weird taste for me anyway.
It's like rye / pumpernickel. Like, I get that.
Yes.
Like
rye.
Bread. There's kind of.
Yeah. Rye to it.
Yeasty.
I forget what the name of the cheese. There's a cheese that has like ash.
Vegetable ash.
Center of it.
Yeah.
I taste, like, I get that.
Yeah. Yep. Ash. Yeah. Even some cheese, no, like definitely. That lactic kind of thing is coming through for me.
Yeah, I can see that. I get a lot of that kind of like burnt ashy aspect. I get that leather too. I get the leather characteristic. Man, I do get some coffee notes.
There's a very astringent bitterness all in the finish of it. Mm-hmm. In the back of the tongue, it's just like, I really like the upfront flavors, but the finish I'm not crazy about. It's a little bit thinner than I was expecting too from the aroma.
Yeah, these are both decent. I think I know where I'm going to go on the voting. Yeah,
me too.
But I'll let you guys take the lead.
I got to go one. I'm struggling to make sense of two. And I feel like one has a pretty clear, like it knows what it is. Mm-hmm. Two is kind of all over the map for me.
I'm going to say the exact same thing that he just said.
One.
For the same reasons.
Yeah, I think one as well for me. The even though the bitterness and the alcohol is strong, I feel like, yeah, like Kyle said, it knows what it's trying to do. It's very clear that this is what it's trying to accomplish. Two is kind of, it's kind of like, here's some ash and some leather, and it's bitter and it's weird.
I get that grape, too, on, like almost a little bit of a sour grape on the back end of it.
Yeah.
It's not like an intentionally sour beer, and it's not like a, I don't want to call it an off flavor, it's not like an infection or anything like that, but there's this very small hint of that odd grape character in the end.
For that reason, I think that it potentially could have been aged in a wine barrel of some variety.
Yeah, I see that.
And maybe that's where that grapey aspect's coming from, but I don't know. We'll have to find out. So that'll be our first one being, we get all this stuff in order. All
right.
That'll be our first one going out, number two. So move one over to whatever your winner's bracket or winner's circle is, and two to your losers. Although, don't drink two yet, because Swain Save is in play.
King of the losers.
Well, we don't want to have that connotation for,
no, we don't.
For Swain's name. I mean, that's not very nice.
I mean, he is a troll.
Who will be the first one out?
He's a goblin.
It could be you.
Well, one, I can't Swain. Taste anything.
I miss you,
I
buddy.
I tried any listen. Beer that I had chosen.
All right, so two, the first beer out is, it's Mark, Black Celebration Imperial Porter.
You know what's interesting? That was the only one that the guy from Wine World picked out. He was like, oh, because he had like these, they had like this rack of special beers or something right by the, where you can get your whatever, you know what I'm talking about.
It's by Adroit Theory,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, 9.99% alcohol by volume on this. Imperial Porter, huh? I can see where
what
it's
was
an
it
Imperial
Black
Porter.
Black Celebration?
Black Celebration, but the A is a V, yes. Actually. So it's Blvuk. Blvuk Celebration, Imperial Porter. I've actually really been wanting to try Droit Theory because I've heard a lot of good stuff. They're like,
I don't know anything about them.
They're a nano brewery out of Virginia, and they do like tons of barrel age stuff typically. Okay. They do, obviously, based on this being an Imperial Porter, they do a bunch of like more normal stuff, like some IPAs and porters and stuff like that. But they also do a lot of like small release barrel aged stuff.
Interesting.
But I've heard really good things. So,
okay.
This one's okay.
Leather and ash. Mm. That's what they should have called it, right?
Interesting characteristics. It just didn't quite come together.
And rye bread.
Yeah.
And that rye was definitely.
Never listen to that guy again. So I was just looking around.
The guy or one of the
tall, skinny fella.
Was it that guy that we had on the show?
He's usually behind the, filling up the growlers.
Oh, okay. I think you know. Kind of looks like a little bit of a dandy.
I feel like he wears like a cabbie hat or something like that.
Cabbie
hat?
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, cabbie hat.
Oh, okay. I know Charmin. All right, well, let's move to 3 and 4 and see what they have to offer. 3 looks like 2 did, just like dark.
Yes, 3 is Black Death. Yeah. 4 has a little bit
less,
of a
less
brownish.
Than 3, though. I can't really get it to...
Yeah, 4's kind of brown red.
Yeah, 4's turned brown.
Well, let's
3
go...
smells like candy.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
And brownies. It
smells like caramel popcorn.
This straight up smells like a bourbon barrel-aged Imperial Stout that has very nice dark chocolate notes...
Yes.
Caramel, vanilla, coffee.
You can always tell when Carlin thinks it's his beer.
This is so great.
Drink it.
Smells
fantastic.
I don't know.
Put it down your throat hole now.
I don't know if this is my beer or not. I wouldn't tell you if I did know. But it does smell like brownies, actually.
Yeah.
Which is kind
of interesting. I get like brownies just out of the oven. That real fudgy.
Yeah. Yeah,
fudgy is a good word for this one.
I would enjoy this. I mean, just
fudge
smelling.
Fudge is packed in this beer.
Very well put, Mark. You're a poet, sir. You're a poet.
Thanks.
Just smelling this beer, I would assume that I would like it with s'mores.
Mm.
You get some marshmallow and chocolate and graham cracker in there.
I haven't tasted
really good.
It yet, but I smell almost maybe a little
it's
bit of oxidation,
some
like it's an age.
Major alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm smelling more vanilla to it as well as I keep sniffing it.
Aged vanilla.
Some nice vanilla.
Aged vanilla.
Wow. That is fudgy.
Yeah, it is.
Oh my gosh.
You get some booze
Damn.
In here.
I'm going to pour this over some vanilla ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And just annihilate it.
Wow.
Jeez, that is a big beer.
Yeah.
That is a big beer.
But you it's know, not, it's soft though. It's like,
yeah.
It fills your mouth, but it's not heavy.
Yeah,
it's kinda...
I agree with that. I think I get a quick hit of like a high ABV, but then I think it gets stamped down a little bit by that kind of like sweet cocoa
chocolate. Yeah,
yeah, no, definitely. And I'm getting some like, you know, some of the like raisiny notes that you get from higher ABV beers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. Well, it's tasty.
See, I think this sticks. This is like I need to like sip some water to get that. It is stuck
it
to my
tongue. It sticks
around,
yeah.
I'm getting caramel and vanilla now,
I feel like
too.
It's coating my mouth, but I don't feel like it's heavy. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Like, the mouthfeel isn't as viscous as you mm-hmm. would think, mm-hmm. but it still coats.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get more vanilla and caramel out of it as well as
okay.
I continue to sip. Taking very small sips because I got to preserve it. Unless 4 can offer something really good. It's going to be hard to beat 3.
I like that a lot.
3 does taste really good. Mm. All right, well, let's see what 4 smells like.
Ooh. 4's a sour.
Yep.
Ooh, Nelson.
4 is very much sour.
Holy.
Lots of acid coming through there.
Yeah. It's got like, some grape acid
very,
to it.
Very fruity, yeah.
Yeah. It's, like, grapey, citrusy as well.
It's making my eye tick, you know?
It's making Kyle have a conniption.
I get a darker fruit in there, too, but I can't... pick out what it is. I want to say cherries, but it's not like a sweet cherry.
I know what you're talking about. Like more of like a, are it Bing cherries that are more sour? No, I think
I
maybe the Bings are less. Like a sour cherry.
It's not like a Creek. It's not a
right.
sweet beer. This is definitely a sour beer, but
yeah.
I pick up on some of the
smells
red
very...
fruit characteristics.
Smells, yeah, I'm going to taste
before.
It.
I feel like I've had
Ooh.
That before. It is strong.
Yeah, it's sour. It is freaking sour.
Wow.
Yeah, these truly are beers that you can drink them at the same time, and they wouldn't ruin each other.
They clear each other's palate right off.
Exactly. Yeah. They'll just go right through each other.
I wasn't expecting that. That's tough now.
It is real grapey, though, and I'm feeling that cherry aspect. Maybe a little bit of, like, a blackberry note in there as well.
Blackberry, yeah. Yep. Like, off the vine, too, that really, like, mm-hmm. pungent. Yeah. Smoky on the, like, the sides of your tongue where you pick up all the sour.
Like, real tart blackberries.
It was really sour.
I can tell there's a decent ABV to it, but I don't think it comes off really high. I feel like it's coming off at like nine.
I'm not getting a read at all on the ABV on this one. I can't
because the sourness.
It's really sour. It's tough. Yeah. Like
I feel like it's very in the 7 to 9 range.
And
I'm like the ABV master. I always guess it pretty good.
Ooh.
Here's the thing. I like both these beers.
Yeah,
I do.
There's a clear winner for me, and it's not 4.
That's surprising coming from you. Usually like the sours.
This one's... Maybe it's just what mood I'm in, I'm expecting like winter, nice, dark.
Gotcha.
You know, I don't know. This one, it just cuts me like a knife. It's sharp.
Ooh. All right, well, So you're voting for 3, Kyle.
I mean, look at that face. Like I'm not making that up.
He's twitching.
The sour is aggressive. I couldn't imagine
drinking much more than that cup full of this.
Yeah, I would have a hard time doing 12 ounces.
I really like 4. I think that's a fantastic beer. I would...
Drink it sparingly.
I mean...
Share it.
I think I could do more than this, but I'm not going to drink a 12 ounces pour of it, but a 6 or 8 ounce snifter... Yeah. I think would be fantastic.
I like a thimble.
I really like 3 though. If we're judging these as winter beers, I think I would like 4 more in the summer or the fall.
I can see that.
Like late summer. Yeah. I think sitting out on the balcony, I would like that a lot. But wintertime, sitting by the fire, 3 is here's where I'm going.
Mark, do you have any sort of a? Or are you abstaining?
I could barely swallow 4, so.
Yeah, I'm actually...
Like I would take your guys' pours of 4, but you're both 6, so...
Yeah, don't do that. So, I was going to vote for 3 as well, even though I'd like 4 as well, but...
It could be Swain's.
So, is that 2 in a row? Everybody's voted for the same beer so far?
Yep.
Yeah.
That shit don't happen.
So, to the winner's circle for number 3. And number 4, I actually think, is mine.
Whoa!
And I voted against it just because I think it's... Now, 3 is better.
I'm going to use that as a palate cleanse for the rest of the...
You can.
Yeah, really.
So, 4 getting eliminated, yes, is mine. It is what I thought. It's by Cascade Brewing, who will be distributed in Maryland pretty soon.
Interesting.
It's their Sang Royale, which is a sour red ale aged in wine and port barrels for up to 20 months on Cabernet Sauvignon grapes. And this is the 2012 vintage, and it is 10.12% alcohol.
I will be seeking that out when it comes to Maryland.
You can taste that.
It's good.
I like that a lot, yeah.
Rebecca and I had it when we were out at Cascade in Oregon recently, and I liked it then, and I was like, oh, I have a bottle of it, that's great. So I wanted to share it in this format because, one, it is quite sour, so it's good to share it, and two, I wanted to make sure that we had a decent variety of beers, because I was like, I don't know, people might just try to bring, like, you know... Heavy stouts.
Like, when I pulled up a list of like seasonal beers, barley wine was definitely throughout the list, along with your porters and stouts and things like that.
So. Yeah, buddy.
It's the season for barley wines. So
there's
sure.
a barley wine in here somewhere.
Not for me. Or are there from me ones?
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
I didn't bring any sours, I will say that much. Not a sour in anywhere near my list.
All right, well, let's go to Mark out first, me out second. Kyle and Sean, you're still in fully.
I can't remember what beers I brought.
Yeah, wow. That was a quick turnaround. You're excited about your beers, and you're just like, I don't even know what I have.
I remember 2 of them. I can't remember the third one right now.
It could have got bumped out, remember?
Yeah, because we brought 6 beers in your top 3, or if there was overlap, or you know. All right, so let's try 5 and 6. 5 and 6, actually kind of similar to what 3 and 4 were.
Yep.
5 is very dark, looks like a stout, and 6 is a little reddish brown.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and start sniffing on 5. Just swirling it looks very alcoholic, because it's got a lot of legs coming down on the side of the glass. You know what?
That's actually some people, like, you see people swirling, like, wine all the time, and they have no idea what they're actually looking for. But, like, a big part of it is getting an idea of how boozy the wine is.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and same with beer. The higher the alcohol, the more viscous it's going to be. It's going to stick to the sides.
Yeah. I
did not know that.
So the smell on this, I was expecting, based on how dark brown the head is and how viscous it is when I'm swirling it, I was expecting a lot more aggressive notes in the nose. It's kind of muted.
Yeah. I got a big hit of alcohol the first time I swirled it, but that's kind of gone away, and I just get like a muted chocolate.
Yeah. I mainly...
roast.
I could
leather from this one.
I could get a tad bit of a vanilla aspect to it and maybe a little caramel, but it's mainly just... like chocolate.
I can see a little bit of chocolate. Vanilla. That maybe that like that's kind of the mellow character I'm picking up. But
yeah,
I don't get a whole lot of like sweetness.
You don't get leather. I get a little bit of leather.
I do not get leather, but it is just it's so downplayed. Like it's such a delicate nose for what you would assume it's gonna be.
Weak, aka delicate. I don't know. Depending on what you're looking for.
Weak and delicate. Either way.
I taste that.
It tastes leathery.
Leathery, ashy.
Yeah.
Like chocolate powder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, powder. That's a good
like bitter chocolate powder.
My mouth feels like I just put a spoonful of chocolate powder on there.
Because it's like getting
it's
dried.
Like, it's sticky. Yeah, I mean, it's like
cocoa.
It's drying up pretty quick.
The ABV on this has got to be high, too. It's very, very alcoholic.
Yeah.
It's making it a little bit tough to sip, honestly, because the alcohol's so strong.
I would almost say this has to be a barrel-aged beer of some sort. It's like getting very tannin.
Yeah.
Characteristics.
Oh my
I
god!
Did my first sip, my third sip. I'm like, yikes!
Yeah,
yikes,
it's
you don't like it or yikes. It's just a lot of alcohol.
Yikes! It's just it's turning.
Well, what's tough is it dries. It's really drying my mouth out.
Mm-hmm.
Like it when people try and do like the saltine cracker challenge, where they're just trying to eat as many saltines as possible. I feel like it's kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the moisture in your mouth just goes away, and you feel like you can't even swallow your own saliva. I mean, that's kind of how this beer is making me feel.
Yeah.
But there is, like, it is mainly ash and leather.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, that cocoa aspect to
that's
it.
That's a theme. Ash and leather.
Leather and ash. Big old is that the name of this podcast?
Maybe I'll call it Ash and Leather. Everybody
yeah.
get strapped in for your ash and leather.
Up front, I got that very burnt characteristic, and then it's just, it's too drying for me.
Well, the ash... I mean, that's probably where that ash is coming from, that burnt, you know, nose and the ash flavor. But let's smell six. Six?
Six
smells like...
Six is
like...
much lighter compared to five,
ooh.
But it's still a very dark orange-brown beer.
Now, six to me smells like that kind of sweet, caramelly, vanilla-y, oaky, bourbon
barrel-aged. Like an English style.
Yeah.
Aged in like a bourbon or a brandy barrel.
Yes. Yep. That is 100% what it smells like to me. It smells really good.
Very sweet. Another, like, caramel candy.
I'm getting brandy. Yeah.
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 Yep.
There's, like, so much caramel to it. So much caramel and so much, like, bourbon-y sweet.
Like Heath Bar.
It smells really good. I'm going to taste it.
It smells a lot like a beer I thought about bringing.
Ooh, that is thick.
Ooh.
Thick, but,
oh my God,
but
sweet.
In a good way.
Whoa. That is sweet.
It is sweet.
Yes.
Mm.
Kind of syrupy.
That's...
Ooh, that burns.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of those things where it really burned that much going down, but there was like that afterburn that
came back up.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Same thing.
I'm a big fan of that.
It's good, though.
It's a lot of alcohol, but at the same time, I don't think it's offensive for the style of beer that it is. I mean, it's a...
No.
It has to be a high ABV.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know what this beer is right now. If it's over a 10% beer, I think that's a respectable amount of alcohol character.
Well, I think with the
they match up,
with the alcohol note when it hits you, I feel like it almost takes me to the edge. You know, like I get like right there where I'm like, oh, it's about to get uncomfortable, and
then
it backs down.
There's enough sweetness to balance that out.
Yeah,
you get enough richness to the flavor of the beer.
But I think I'm tasting what I was smelling in it. You know, the caramel, that bourbon sweetness, like the oakiness, vanilla-y. I mean, I think it's the nose and the flavor are pretty much spot on.
Man.
That's good.
This is a fantastic winter beer. I mean,
Oh my gosh.
Imagine finishing up a day on like the ski slopes. You come back to the lodge, sit down at the fire with one of those.
That'll warm you up.
has that right on the fireplace.
I like how you paint these fantasies. Like, I don't have a balcony or a fireplace, but I'm like, yes, I drink on the balcony, and then I drink in front of them. No, I like
beer.
Have these.
I think beer is about the experience that you're having That's when true. You're drinking it. Yeah. And so, like, trying, you know, we're in this setting, I'm trying to think of, like, the perfect
Not here.
Atmosphere for...
cold-ass empty basement.
Well, no, I mean, you know, we're doing a podcast. We're sitting down talking about the beer, and I love dissecting beers and breaking down all the characteristics. But sometimes I just want to relax and have a beer, you know?
There's a fireplace with candles in it, guys.
There is. We don't
light
use
that thing
our fireplace.
Up. We'll pop open the rest of the bottle of this when we get upstairs.
Mark's having his palate cleanser. He's using like Afrin saline.
Flonase. Maybe it'll get it clear so I can taste something.
Whatever you got to do, man. Yeah, but
I'll tell you what. Take a big sip of six.
And might clear you out.
You'll be all clear.
It might clear you out.
Holy. I don't know what's worth, six or what was it, four? In terms
we're
of,
liking six. Oh, you mean just the alcohol level?
Yeah. In terms of like the bitterness.
I can't handle six. I don't know which one I'm gonna.
That's tough.
I think I know what I'm gonna go with, but six is too big for me. It's a huge.
That's what you said.
Six is just it's way too deep, and way too strong.
Deep and thick. You don't like it deep and thick.
Thick. Yeah.
Thick and deep. I don't like it. Mm-hmm.
All right, so, Sean, where are you going?
This is an easy one for me. I'm going with six.
Yeah. Mark, do you have a preference at this point?
No.
No? I'd probably say
six in terms of...
what you can get.
Alcohol feel, yeah. And, like, it has a sweetness to it, six.
Well, I'm going six. I think six is, in my opinion, clearly better than five.
What's
five? Yeah, I was going to go six. I'm not crazy about either of these.
It's five,
I think
nine,
six
two?
Is... five, the drying characteristic of five really put me off.
Yeah, that and that is, it's so dominating.
Six is a monster. Like, that is just...
it is big. It's
huge.
That's
one of those beers where I think I would like, my first sip, I would love it, but if I get about a third of the way through this the snifter, I would want to send it back.
I feel like this might be
awesome. You know,
I think I know what five is.
I'm not sure, though.
And I think I know what this is, and I think it's a cult beer. It's got a big following to it. It's a well-known beer.
Mm-hmm.
I think I sell it.
Okay.
I've never been a fan of it.
Okay. Interesting.
It's great reviews online, but I think I know what this is.
I'll find out. But Kyle, on your you know, note of saying that, as Mark blows his nose.
Sorry about that.
No, but you're turning away, which is nice. But on your note where you're saying, like, after enough sips that you would be like, I can't, I actually think it might be the opposite, because your perception of alcohol as you continue to go with a higher ABV, you perceive less of the alcohol as you keep sipping
it. That's because you get drunk.
Well, yeah.
Like,
but,
oh, this is great.
And I feel like with
that
six...
that burn goes away real fast.
No, with six, like, you can get there quick.
My stomach would just start to say no before my head would say
okay.
Yes.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Yeah, that's...
yeah. Your colitis.
Some of these beers,
say,
I could
done.
See my stomach just like in shambles after you know half of it.
Like that time I tried to drink Worldwide Stout after like 3 hours at Dogfish Head.
Oh.
That was the last one. We were like, "This was the worst decision ever."
It's a good beer though.
A couple sips and we just pushed it on back. Check please.
Right. Yeah, done with that.
Yep.
All right. Well, five getting eliminated. Five getting eliminated is Kyle.
Oh.
What?
That is Oscar Blues 1050 Imperial
Stout.
That's
what I thought. And
what?
That surprises me.
10.5% alcohol by volume.
I got
it. You know, that's the one where
I've sworn by that beer
like
so many times.
That beer has been on the show enough to where it's been voted up. Like, oh, this is a great beer, to where it's like, this beer sucks. Kind of odd. Because it's definitely high up there on your... it's like a 6 out of 10.
Yeah, it's up there, but...
maybe it could be inconsistencies in the beer itself, or inconsistencies
I don't know.
In us.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
I need to stick my wiener in it.
Oh, you started
I've
with
been
your
a fan of that beer in the past. I don't know if it's just weird in the lineup of things.
Yeah,
or what?
And that's possible.
Yeah. I swear by 10
I feel like
I
most of these beers are just palate destroyers.
I would be interested to know how old that is, though. Has it aged? Has it been a while? You bought it last night.
Yep.
Okay.
So that was yours?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
We had an aged one on the show, and it did well. So maybe it was a situation where when it's aged, it's a lot better. But
I've always liked 1050.
Yeah, me too. So it's kind of a mystery right now.
That's why
that's what happened.
This podcast blows my mind sometimes.
Yes, it does.
That time I had the sour from... California that I
Consecration.
Consecration, yeah.
From Russian River.
And we had that in side a by sour side tournament. Sours. Yeah. Yeah, and I was like, this has to be. And it was like, nope, that's the loser that sucks. It's like, what? No!
But you were going to vote for your 1050, right?
No.
Oh, you didn't vote for it?
Thought about it.
It was close.
Thought about it.
I didn't care for either, but I felt it. Six is just, I like the nose much more, and the flavor was as good. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right. I just remember my third beer.
Good. Good, so you'll be prepared.
It was 1050.
So, Sean, you're still fully in. All right, well, let's go with 7 and 8 here. 7 looks very red brown. I think I can kind of see through
clear.
It.
Definitely.
I can see through
this it. This is the clear
second lightest beer.
Check that one.
I think it's clearer than number one.
It's the clearest beer we've had for sure.
It's like a, reddish brown.
There's Mark right there.
8 actually just looks like a much darker version of 7.
Yep. Yeah.
It's like brownish red as well, but I can't really see through it.
Orange red versus brown red.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, let's sniff on 7. Banana?
Yeah.
It smells like bananas.
Smells like a Hefeweizen. Oh, God,
perm.
Like a,
not a perm.
So I'm thinking like a Belgian double, maybe, is kind of what it smells like.
See that? I feel like it's lighter than most doubles are going to be.
Yeah.
The perm stank strikes
ooh,
again.
A Bock of sorts. It could be a Bock. Hmm.
Maybe like a Weizenbach or something. It's definitely got that wheat, like the Weizen yeast in there.
Yeah, it could be like a Weizenbach. Like,
Wagner.
A little bit like Victory's Moon Glow.
Beethoven?
Yeah.
Weizenbach. Smells a little like that. Definitely lots of banana-y notes.
Banana and spice.
Yeah, and I get a little bit of like a hint of like an orangey, like a little orange zest, maybe.
See, I liked it, but all I could taste was the alcohol.
And that's after, like right under the banana.
Bad. Perm.
I hate it.
Band-aid.
I fucking hate it.
Dirty dish rag.
It's just like a sharp, hot mess in my mouth.
It's hot banana.
That's
hot.
That's, banana. Banana 101. What's that, liquor?
There is a lot of
bananas. Bananas.
There's a lot of Band-Aid to it.
Yeah.
And it tastes astringent as hell. That tastes really astringent.
That's a pretty strong alcoholic characteristic. Oh. I'm assuming this is a professional brewery. It tastes like a homebrew that was fermented a little too fast, I think.
I feel like this might be my beer.
I don't like it.
I hate it.
It's very drying, once again. This is another one that's like super drying, and it's quick. The dry is like so fast. It's like as soon as it hits your tongue, it just like zaps all the moisture.
Finished with like a very like green alcohol flavor at the finish.
Almost has like a hairspray kind of taste.
It's like malt liquor-y. You know,
like but, I mean, perm, banana,
picking out the flavors that are in there. I mean, a lot of banana, a lot of spice.
Yeah,
but then it's just spicy, boom, it's gone, and it's alcohol.
Yeah, and I don't get that like citrus peel that I was getting in the nose. I don't get that in the flavor. I don't like that. That's not good.
Nope.
Sorry.
Do we need to taste 8 or just push it?
Well, yeah. But...
Ooh, 8 smells like holiday cookies. Like,
oh my gosh, you're right.
Holy crap!
Or like you know those. You know those bag of spices that you can put in a cider to make mulled cider?
Yes, mulling spices,
it smells like mulling spices.
It really does, like 100% like that. Like some cinnamon, some clove.
This is what I'm gonna drink in front of the fire. Mm-hmm. Oh,
there's definite clove in there.
Yeah.
Cinnamon, clove, nutmeg.
Maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah, some star anise. Yeah. There's a woody character to it.
Cedar, maybe?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I could see that. And there's some citrusy note.
I get a little bit of an apple alcoholic.
Yes,
apple.
Too. Yes, apple
maybe
in there.
The one with the cedar, kind of like that whole.
Well, this one's weird.
I don't know if that apple is like, I mean, you guys actually get in the beer. I don't know if I've just put that into my mind because I said mulling spices for cider.
Well, I tasted it already, so that's why. This like, it's like drinking a ski lodge.
It tastes like a spiced wassail.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it tastes like.
Yep.
A spiced wassail.
Not totally sure how I feel about it, but I definitely
got
like
that
1-7.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it literally is like a low-grade Merlot wine with those mulling spices put in it.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it tastes like.
Dead on.
Mm-hmm. It is. And I like it.
And I like it more than 7. I still don't really like that, but because I'm not big on a lot of spices typically, but I recognize that it's a lot better than 7's doing.
And I would have that at a holiday party and I would enjoy it, you know?
And I think a lot of people would, honestly. And I think if you gave that to people, they would assume that it's kind of like a spiced wine.
Mm-hmm.
They really would.
Leaves your palate very wet, too. It's very
yeah.
wet. Exact opposite of 7. Yeah. 7's like cut bone dry. This one's very nice and juicy and moist.
Yeah, 8's rejuvenating our palates after 7 tried to murder it. So like
pouring out a cup of water into the desert.
I think it's obvious that 8's moving on.
I don't think 8's going to win, but it's definitely going to my vote this round.
I really enjoy 8, so there you go.
Would anyone vote? Mark, would you vote for 7?
I don't know.
No? Okay. He's like, I just can't even venture.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Put my reputation on the line.
At this time. Although I think that one might be my beer.
Can we just say at this time that the remaining 4 beers all look exactly the same?
Yes.
Just skip that segment. They look exactly the same.
They're black with very little head.
Yes.
The only difference that I see is that the last one, number 12, has bigger bubbles in the carbonation than any of the rest. The rest have fairly fine carbonation on top.
9 has big bubbles too for me.
Little bit.
Reveal that sucker.
All right, I'm about to.
Sorry.
As you guys analyze the bubbles.
analyzer.
All right,
moving on.
So number 7 going out. Yeah, is Mark. It's Scaldus.
Yeah, Scaldus Noel.
Noel Red Amber Ale by Brasserie Pubasson.
Huh.
Pubasson?
Belgian ale.
It's a Belgian.
I was like, I bet if I get this, it's going to suck because it's like non American beers don't do well in these tournaments. They just don't.
I've had this one before and I've enjoyed it.
There is a different one that's very similar.
What made you get it?
What made me get it?
Mm hmm.
Picked it out. It got good ratings. It had a 95 on a beer advocate, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Really? Scaldus Noel. This is the Christmas beer from them.
Yeah.
It's 12% alcohol.
Ages pretty well, too. I've had this with a year or two of age on it. Some of the burning alcohol that we're picking up kind of fades out a little bit.
Well, that's good.
I'm down two.
Who gives this?
Although my first one and my first choice
terrible.
Is still in it. So
yeah.
Well, but I think I might be getting dethroned this time.
Yeah, you might not. Well, we'll see. Who knows? It only takes one to go all the
maybe
way.
Maybe the bone.
It only takes one to go. Yeah. All right, well, let's do 9 and 10. We're not talking about the color because we already did.
Yeah, they all look the same.
Dark.
Well covered. 9. Ooh, smells like bourbon barrel aged Imperial Stout. Lots of bourbon-y note. Caramel, oak, vanilla.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
I don't get much of like a charred or burnt characteristic that we've gotten some of the darker beers that we've had tonight, but I definitely get that vanilla.
This is solid.
Smells very even keel as far as a bourbon barrel aged imperial stout, which I'm assuming.
Well balanced.
I would assume this was 10-50. Like this is what I think of when I think of.
But 10-50's not bourbon. Although that would be interesting.
It's got that nice solid baseline of just goodness.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. A lot of that nice bourbon-y sweetness on the nose.
When you cover this one up and take a smell, you get a lot more of that sweeter caramel characteristic coming through.
Ooh. Oh, this is good. That is so easy.
Oh, my God.
All the smells are in the flavor.
Yeah, it's exactly
and
the
it's
smell.
And it's easy.
Yeah.
It's an easy drinker. Yeah. It is so well
you did it just, you
put
just,
together.
Your neck went limp. You're just like, oh,
it just
God.
Melted into my chair. Yeah. That is good.
That's great.
Delicious.
You can taste the bourbon aspect, but it's... totally in line with every single other flavor. It's like caramel, vanilla, oak,
but
chocolate.
Over the top. It's perfectly balanced.
Everything's equal. Everything's like 100% equal in flavor.
It's not fudgy. You get some of that chocolate. It's not boozy, but you get some of the bourbon barrel.
That's a beautiful beer.
And the leg rubbing has started. I'm okay
I thought
with
that was going to happen
at
3.
I forgot.
So 9 is a damn nice beer.
Oh, man.
It's
front runner for me.
It's got so much finesse, I feel like, with the way it's made.
Well done.
Head and shoulders
above
the rest for
that's
me.
Kick ass.
Like every beer so far? Wow.
It's pretty damn good.
Any of most of the beers.
Yeah, well,
what are you
true.
Talking about?
Well, let's see if 10 can hold
Pay
a candle
attention.
To 9. Ooh. Shit. On smell alone, no.
Much fainter smell.
Yeah. I get that smell of like a little bit of like sunflower seed husks.
Yeah. Okay.
Like spent malt grain a little bit.
Yep.
But there's coffee to it as well.
Yeah. I get coffee, but like...
Coffee.
But
muted?
Not good coffee.
Bad coffee?
Like crappy coffee?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a...
Folgers.
It's definitely... Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah.
I recently bought a... I bought a cheap bag of, you know, from a big retailer. I bought a large bag of coffee.
Yeah.
I made one pot and I was like... I don't want any more of that. Like, that's a wasted bag on me.
Actually, what it smells like to me in the coffee department is, like, coffee that has too much water in it. Like, very watered-down coffee. like really watered down.
I think this might be one of mine.
But
like you know specifically which one smell. Like you've have you had it before?
Ashy yes. again. Got a lot of ashy notes to it.
I like the taste well, more well than done. I was going to.
You're as good as I am.
A little bit of coffee, a little bit of chocolate, watered down.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of ash.
Yeah. I get a lot of ash to mm-hmm. it, honestly. And I get like that, like we're but talking about, like watered down, not that good
leather?
Coffee.
That's the important question.
Do you get leather?
Ash or ash?
I get a little bit of leather. Yeah, ash and leather.
I'm wearing
theme.
Leather, now rub some ash on me.
Well, it's not bad, but it doesn't wow me. And 9,
it's
wow
a clear.
Me.
Yeah,
it's not even clear. Close. And I don't even think 10's going to come back, to be honest. So I think we're all voting for 9, obviously.
Yeah. All right. I'm yeah. very interested to see if this is one of mine.
What yeah, is 10? 10? All right. 10 getting eliminated is Mark.
Yeah.
Marooned on Hog Island Oyster Stout. It's okay. 21st Amendment
Oyster
Brewing.
Stout.
7.9% alcohol by volume.
Really? 21st Amendment?
Very good rating, too.
I don't get any brine out of that. Like, typically you get, like, a briny,
something,
ocean-y
yeah.
aspect.
First one out, man.
I want to go back and taste it.
In the first round.
Yes.
Damn. That sucks. I feel bad. I wanted you to, like, get to the end.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
all
make
of
it a cliffhanger.
Beers with, or at least the last two were beers with pretty good recognition, you know.
Well,
like
dude, well, I needed my last three were... The last three
I get like
upstairs.
The shell, maybe, but I'm grasping at straws here. I really don't get the oyster.
Usually, I mean, it's just a little bit of salinity in there adds some savory characteristics to it. But
21st Amendment, I feel like, is probably, in my experience, one of the most hit or miss breweries
I've had. I was exactly about to say that.
Because
I was going to say
some of their
hit or
beers
miss.
Wow me, and some
yeah.
of them I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
no, I agree with that. I feel the same way. I totally feel the same way about that.
I regret not going there when I was in San Francisco because it was literally blocks away from where we were, but yeah. Like, I hate Hell or High Watermelon. I freaking hate that beer.
It's yeah, it's not good. I don't really like their Free Will IPA either.
I like
not a fan.
Black, the last time I like Monk's beer. Blood. Back in Black, they're both...
Yeah, Back in Black is good.
They used to make a beer called Allies Win the War.
That was great with like figs and dates. They did it with Ninkasi, actually.
They got rid of it. They stopped doing the beer.
That was a really good beer. Hmm. What the hell? That was a really good beer.
What the hell, man?
All right, well, let's do 11.
That
would have
been a good entry into this tournament.
It would have, actually. That's very like wintery mm-hmm. feel to it with the dates. Yeah. All right, well, let's check out 11. What's this one smelling like? Cinnamon.
I get a crunchy. Sweetness to it.
Yeah, it's very.
Ooh, wow.
I smell cinnamon. I smell a lot of cinnamon.
Spice. There's
yeah.
cinnamon. There's a little bit of something else spicy.
Nutmeg?
Clove? Nutmeg?
Nutmeg.
Nutmeg, yeah.
Cinnamon, nutmeg. It's a little honey note
honey?
On the nose,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, a dark honey.
It's interesting.
Maybe a little bit of, like, pine-ish coming through. Like aspen, something kind of.
I feel there. Like I could see this being, like, a spiced pumpkin stout.
Almost get like a ginger character.
This nose is enchanting.
Yes, I could see
ginger.
A little ginger
okay.
to it. Yeah,
maybe that's what I was getting, like the
yeah.
that twang.
So like
the
cutting
ginger.
Character. Yeah,
yeah, I could see that. Definitely lots of spices.
Ginger.
Obviously,
yeah, I think we got it with the cinnamon.
I could smell a tad bit of chocolatey right. note just under the cinnamon, all that cinnamon, and nutmeg, and all. But it is so much spice.
Lots of spice, yeah.
I don't know. This could bode very bad for my palate because I'm not huge on spices, but.
That's a holiday cookie. That is spicy. It's rich, sweet.
It's not bad. Wow.
Caramel.
Wow. All right. I'm surprised.
It's not overwhelming with the spices, though. It's like.
No, it's not.
Body's a little weak.
Yeah, I was just thinking I would like a little more substantial body to it, a little more. Chocolatey aspect to it to back up those spices, but it's not bad. I mainly get like cinnamon and nutmeg.
Okay. Sugar in the raw for me a little bit, like raw sugar
yeah.
is
yeah,
coming through
I can
for
see
me.
That.
Yeah, 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 that does make sense.
Like definitely a lot of sugars left over in this
yeah.
beer.
Yeah, definitely. It's not bad.
I like that. I don't.
It's definitely like it makes you think of holiday cookies. It definitely does.
This would be a great food pairing.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Dessert at a holiday roast. Meal. That
even
be...
like a roast chicken, like an herbaceous kind of chicken with
yeah.
some
spiced potatoes.
Ooh,
maybe
potatoes. I like where your head's going.
Prosciutto wrapped asparagus.
Or some
gorgonzola.
goat cheese stuffed prosciutto wrapped dates.
Oh, I'm done. God.
Yeah.
I'm going upstairs. Can we just all pull our dicks now?
You didn't already? I was sitting over here.
That's what that
waiting.
Is.
I was like, I'm
wondering what that
the
was.
The hell?
That's what that acorn is.
I want to see what my daughter's been stroking.
Another Adam Sandler reference.
This is different than anything else we've had tonight.
Yeah, it's very different.
It's in line with, what was it, 8? 6? 8? The other, like, you know, nice spicy fireplace. Like, that's warming. Was the wassail one.
Yeah, yeah. Spice wassail style.
This is more like cookie-ish, but that one, there's some parallels there.
Well, let's smell 12 and see how that stacks up. Ooh, chilies. Green chilies.
I got coffee right off my nose.
Coffee and green chilies.
Green coffee. Mm-hmm.
Green coffee.
Yep, I'm done. I win.
No, you're right. 100% right.
Green
coffee.
Chilies, coffee, green coffee, done.
And I smell the chilies, but no heat, really. Just like the fruit of a chili.
Vegetable.
Yeah, it's vegetable.
Like a de-seeded chili. You get, you get all that green vegetal character to it. But not, you mention vegetal in a beer and people get nervous that it's an off flavor.
Hmm.
But it tastes like something, or it smells like something that was intentionally in this beer.
Yeah.
So maybe this is an oyster stout, is what you're saying.
No.
Since last time we smelled all that coffee, it ended up being an oyster stout.
There is tons of coffee to this, and I like that smell of coffee. And this is a good coffee smell.
True.
It almost gives it, as I keep smelling, a little bit of an olive, like a green olive aspect to it as well.
That smell, I mean, that tastes like a coffee beer should taste.
Yeah.
Like. I mean, that's what I want. When I want a coffee beer, that's what I want.
I feel like, even though I don't know what it tastes like, I know whose it is and what it might be.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Is that yours?
No, I don't think,
You think it's Kyle's?
I think it's Kyle's, and I think it's breakfast stout.
No. I was thinking another one, but Old Dominion.
Has that been in your fridge for a while?
Oh.
Breakfast stout?
Morning Glory, is that
yeah, it could be the Morning Glory by Old Dominion. Could be that.
Now someone's thinking what they're thinking. Cat.
There's a lot of coffee that, and it's a good coffee.
That's a good beer. That's probably my favorite coffee beer. Is the
Morning Glory.
It's all
over
coffee.
The top in every direction.
Right.
It is coffee.
It's all
coffee. That's a coffee beer.
Yeah,
this is the first round where I really like both beers.
Yeah,
I don't know where I'm going.
This is tough for me because I think
there are clear winners every round.
This is tough.
I gotta go last on this one.
Oh my gosh. That's just so... Man.
I think I like 12 more because it's coffee. Because I like coffee more. But 11, I like how it's executed for what it's trying to do.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of in this conundrum of like, do I just go with what I would just prefer for that one flavor? Or should I go with what I think is a little more interesting of a beer? So I actually think for that reason I'll vote for 11. Because even though I really like 12 because of the coffee, I think 11 nailed what they want, even though it's not what I would necessarily want. So.
All right.
Wait, so what'd you go with?
Kyle, where are you going?
11.
11.
I think both of these beers I would rank the same number. Like if we were doing a number ranking. But the reason I'm going 12 is because...
It's mine.
I think, besides just being a coffee beer, the green coffee, it just gives it that little edge. It just bumps it up just a little bit more.
It is nice.
And while I love 11, I really like 11, and if we do the Swain Save, 11 is my Swain Save, I'm saying that right now. The weak body just takes it down a hair where it's just like, and shifts it to 12 just... Barely.
I do agree with you about the weak body on 11.
Yeah.
I do agree with that.
Just a bit more body, I would go 12. I would go 11.
Which way are you going?
I can't taste it, so you get to be the tiebreaker.
It's 11 or 12.
You wanted it easy.
I know 11 is my beer, or at least it's one that I put in. I don't know if somebody beat me out for it.
Take that out of the equation.
I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like 12 a lot.
So
I'm a sucker for coffee beers,
yeah.
And I think that's a really well-made coffee beer. So I'm going to go 12.
Okay. You're a good man for voting against... Well, you assume voting against yourself. All right, so
11's not mine, I'm very confused because none of the other ones tasted like what I think this beer is.
All right, we'll move 12 to the winner's bracket. And 11...
I love 11.
11 is good. I mean, obviously I voted for it.
Fantastic.
And like I said, I think that speaks to how well crafted it is, because that's typically not my wheelhouse, but I voted for it because I understood what it was trying to do. So 11 going out, yes, Sean. It's your Hardywood Gingerbread Stout.
Yeah.
But Holiday Milk Stout, 2015 vintage, 9.2% alcohol by volume. And that's Hardywood out of Virginia?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why you said ginger, because you knew what the hell it was.
Well, I mean,
it's like a gingerbread.
I was smelling a gingerbread cookie. I didn't want to say gingerbread, but I knew that's what it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's what I was tasting.
Well, we said holiday cookie. Mm-hmm. I mean, there you go. So,
ginger icing, a little bit of that, the brown sugar.
Yeah. We'll get your beers delicious. In order. It's going to be 1 versus 3, 6 versus 8, and 9 versus 12.
This is where it gets complicated.
It's going to get complicated.
We've all been drinking. Now we have to do math.
Well, I feel like
at least.
Mark's... I'm not sure Mark's had as much as us, so he could help us out. Yeah. Keep us straight.
Wait, Mark, do I have my beers lined up properly?
12, 9 and 12, 1 and 3, 6 and 8.
Yep, you got it.
Good to go.
The smell that's coming out of these six beers that are left
is
in
good.
Is
it's
incredible.
Great. Nice. All right, well, let's go ahead and get
chocolate,
back to one.
Spice.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. That's delicious.
One is the one that we think might be a really high alcohol Imperial IPA.
Yeah.
I'm getting more of a hop character.
You get a lot
citrus
more
peel.
That's glorious.
Lots of citrus peel hops.
Centennial
lots of citrus
hops.
Peel.
Yes, Cascade and Centennial.
Orange peel.
Pine. There's a decent pine coming through on it. Yeah.
Very classic citrus pine characteristic coming from a strong alcoholic IPA.
It smells very alcoholic, though. It's
I
like
smell
so.
Smoke.
Oh,
you smell.
They're both high.
Damn it. Oh, it's three strong. Too?
That's good.
Yeah.
You know what? This is even better than when we first had it.
Yeah.
Since
it's
warmed up.
It's mellowed out a little bit.
Too.
Well,
and that.
And it's like,
it helps.
Fucking great.
That is, wow, it's opening up. It's really opening up.
It's sticky.
It's
blasting.
Oh, three.
The alcohol, I just think, meshes very well with the orange. And
there's so much orange peel in one.
That's what I'm saying.
And there's
orange
so much
peel is just
pine coming in, like pine sap coming in on one.
Sticky, icky.
And here's the thing. It is very alcoholic. Whew. But I feel like it's kind of justified with how intense the other flavors are.
It's alcoholic, and I don't even care.
Yeah, no, I hear you on that. Definitely. Well, let's smell three. Which one was this?
Ooh, this was the fudge.
Yes, the very fudgy. Yeah, so much
packed with fudge.
Yes, as Mark says,
Fudge Packer by Kyle Harris.
It really does smell like batter, like a brownie fudge brownie batter.
I think I just licked off one of the beaters in the
My god.
Oh god, if it tastes like that, I'm pretty pissed off right now. That was my jam back in the day.
Back in the day.
It tastes like if you get Ben and Jerry's and it has chocolate cookie dough chunks in it, and you just get one of those out of there and you're just like
you lick off the ice cream and then you bite into the chunk.
That's actually a very good description of it.
Exactly
I think that's
what it tastes like.
That is exactly just that melted down with alcohol. Basically.
God.
This is hard.
I can't pick.
Oh, God.
I can't pick.
I don't think I've had a beer with this much chocolate that didn't taste like an artificial, like a milkshake, you know?
Yeah.
Like this.
Right,
is, I feel like this is a really good
taste
version of what,
yes.
of what that is.
Yeah. It's dark chocolate, but it's like authentic dark chocolate. It's not fake.
Yeah.
It's not overly sweet. God, this is hard. I'll go ahead and vote first. I'm going to actually vote for one because I feel like it's impressing me a little bit more. They're both very good, and this is hard. But
I'm
going
to go with three.
No
more. They're both awesome beers. Yes. I really like that. The chocolate for the wintertime. I mean, they're both boozy, rich beers. They both fit the category and style, but I'm going to go with three.
I'd probably go with three, too. Just the ABV, like, I can taste one, and it's too much for me. Like, I could see myself drinking more of three than one.
And Kyle, what would you do?
That's so hard for me. That's...
On what you said, with one, I think I would put in a 6-ounce snifter of that, and I would love the hell out of it. Three, I would drink the whole bottle, and I would lay down on the floor, and I would curl up around it and go to sleep.
Yeah. Not your child, the beer.
Yeah. Your child's crying in the corner and you're just curled up with the beer
fine.
Bottle.
He's
just like,
yeah, boy.
You're the only one.
He's got reserves. He doesn't need to eat every day.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
So I feel like both of these are top notch.
Uh-huh.
I feel like one, the alcohol brings it down just a hair, and three, the richness brings it down just a hair because it's really rich. I mean, it's really freaking rich. And while I agree with the milkshake comment, really put it in perspective for me because it is very hard to pull off that much chocolate without making it feel like you're just drinking ice cream.
Don't mind me. I feel like there's enough in the corner.
I feel like there's enough secondary and tertiary characteristics that really bring it.
Oh my god! You said tertiary. How many people say that?
That's I feel awesome. Like you're leaning towards one.
Oh, now I'm peeing in the corner.
I know what one of these beers is. I'm trying to completely ignore that fact.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, but you're potentially the decide. Are we'll count
well,
marks.
Well, it's two.
He said three.
Yeah.
I said three. You said one.
I know which one I want.
Which one?
Just flat out tasting. No competition, no nothing, just which one I like more. It's one.
Okay.
I can back out.
No. I'll get Rebecca. I'll get Rebecca to throw in on that. Yeah.
We're gonna do this. We're gonna do this old school.
She's like, I like so, five.
All right, Rebecca.
Do we fill the
one
and
three? You gotta be five for
chick fights.
I know which one she's
gonna.
Come
on down.
She's gonna pick three. She doesn't like super alcohol.
Well, three's got a lot of
last time I was on
too,
here,
though.
I was really surprised by her swing
votes. Me too, actually.
Every time.
Yeah.
I think her palate's changed
she likes
a
sweets?
Lot since,
yes.
since when
she
I was on
sweets,
here more regularly.
That's kind of... If she likes sweets, she's going to pick three. She just said three.
She just yelled down three. Yeah, she does like sweets, you're right. She actually had burger cookie cheesecake
bitch.
Last night.
That sounds
so,
fucking awesome.
So I think that's more in line with...
Right. That's two down for me, fellas.
All right, so number three... Yours? Yeah. You think so? All right, so move three over to your winner's bracket, and
number one is exactly what you thought it was.
It's 120?
Yeah.
Yep.
I bought a four-pack of 120 2 months before my son was born, and haven't touched him until
that's
today.
That's quite age.
Oh,
wow.
Wow. So,
age 2 years, huh?
Nice. This is a 2013.
2013, yeah. It's two-year-old dogfish head, 120.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think, like, as we were tasting it, I was like, this would rock it. In 2 years. I think 4 years is the time to taste an aged 120.
You know what
so
I thought about bringing was my, the stout, the Game of Thrones stouts that I still have. I really thought about bringing that to see what it tastes like.
Is that the take the black
yeah,
stout?
Take the black stout.
Did you have one of the original ones that came out?
Yeah. I still have it.
So they just re-released it.
Did they?
Yeah.
Okay. Did not.
Can you not derail my...
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
120?
Don't crush it yet. No, that's...
No,
so are you drinking your chocolate?
That might be coming
that...
back.
Yeah,
that's
it might come
thing.
Back. It
it's
might come
like,
back. I liked it. I voted for it over three.
I wasn't planning on drinking them until around the 4 year mark because I know that's when they're cherry. But
4 or 5.
I figured we were doing this. I'd be like, you know what the hell? I'll pull out one of them and see how it goes.
Well, I appreciate it because I really enjoy that right now.
Well,
I think it's really good.
I can't remember what 4 and 11 tasted like.
I feel like that beer
that
is
might
different
be the one
than any
back.
Other because it's the only pretty much IPA that was.
Well,
she knocked out my 120.
I hadn't had 120
in a while.
I saw her
giving
you a
finger behind your back when she was down. She was like, three!
It's like Stone Cold Steve Austin, double finger, middle fingers. All right, let's do 6 and 8 here. 6 smells, ooh. 6 smells.
Smells, ooh.
Smells like brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Like bourbon barrel aged brown sugar.
Caramelized brown sugar aged in bourbon barrel.
Yeah, basically. Like, that's it.
Yep.
Caramel, brown sugar, bourbon. Yeah. That's what it smells like. What does it taste like?
That.
Tastes like all those
exactly
things
like that.
Really good.
Exactly. That is...
Six
it's
and
delicious.
Be very
but it's
a little
smooth.
Bit boozy.
But it's
but
smooth,
it's,
too.
Yeah.
Oh,
all
eight,
the flavors
one,
are
right?
very well meshed together.
Ooh. Yeah, man, 6.
Ooh. Yep. I like 6 a lot.
8's the muscle one.
6 is the one, too, that had a lot... Like, it's a lot of booze. Probably the booziest tasting one of what we've had. But the flavor is
you
so good.
6 is boozier than... I think it's boozy. Less boozy than both 1 and 3.
I'll tell you what.
6 is pretty boozy, man.
I just tasted 8 again, and I'm
willing
to bet that this is...
All right. Yeah, it is.
Jesus Christ.
6 is boozy. 8, I think, has a decent amount of alcohol. But I think the beers that we're tasting it up against right now are pushing it out of the conversation for boozy characteristics.
6.
For 8, I think there's a decent amount of alcohol in 8.
So, yes, an 8 was the one that we decided just smells and tastes like a Merlot with mulling spices in it. Just warmed up.
I'm going 8.
I'd go 8.
I already know. I have to.
Just that 6 that, is that like alcohol drinking in the back of my throat.
Yeah. I like both of these.
Not that.
8 is good. So... It's just welcome. It's like a freaking hug on Christmas Eve. It's just...
I don't... Like to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of the... Merlot type flavor in 8 and that bitterness that it brings with it. So I'm gonna vote for 6. I like 6 a lot more than 8. A lot more than 8.
I feel like the essence of this, the winter theme, 8 is a very good example of that.
I think 8 is an excellent example of what a winter themed beer should be. I really like it. 6 though is like that's in my wheelhouse. That rich, sweet, oozy beer. You have a snifter up, you just sit and you enjoy for like an hour.
No,
I think we're gonna need another tiebreaker.
Yeah, we need a tiebreaker.
Alright. Both are really good.
Alright, we're back up.
Beers. It's gonna be tough to save one of these.
We're back up.
Has there ever been some
another tiebreaker?
Like 4 of them.
Plus you have to drink every one of them.
And
yeah.
One of these is gonna go.
6
and
8
mine too. I already knew mine. What was it?
Okay. 10? Rebecca said 6.
Okay.
Damn it, it is.
Stop fucking my shit up.
Stop. She said it pretty fast, too. She was like, 6. She had like a pause of like 10 seconds. She was like, 6.
So you guys really liked 8, too, right?
Oh, yeah. 8's great.
It's I'm not a fan. I'm not really a fan.
Okay.
I really like 8 a lot.
Your mom's a fan.
My mom is a fan of
Blowing in the Wind.
All we are is dust in the wind.
So what is 8?
8, about to get there.
Oh, jumping ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
What do you think it is?
You're good.
It's not mine.
I don't think it's mine.
Mine.
Alright, 8, getting eliminated, is Sean.
Ah.
Crownstone BBA McAllister Ale, 2014 vintage, bourbon barrel aged holiday ale,
9%. So you guys have probably never heard of McAllister,
or
Crownstone.
No, have not.
So,
enlighten us, please. Yeah, no, I know nothing.
Actually, that is, I don't know if I'm cheating with throwing that one in here, but that's a homebrew beer from Sean Pagano. He's I used to work with him at Friendship, and he's now the DC Brow rep for Maryland.
Yeah.
He makes some incredible homebrew beers, and he gave me that last Christmas, and
wow.
I've been holding on to that. I thought it was a very impressive beer.
Awesome.
I made it through to the second round here. It's matched up with some high quality stuff.
It's
from
a potential
swing
save for sure.
Yeah, I mean that's impressive being a homebrew. Damn, and that's our first homebrew ever in this format.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So awesome.
So he usually does like Belgian stuff. That's his wheelhouse. But every year for Christmas he does this holiday beer, and then last year he did a bourbon barrel aged version of it. Bourbon barrel, or I'm sorry, bourbon soaked oak chips.
Oh, nice.
He put in the beer.
Very nice.
That was really good.
Is he going to open a brewery at some point here?
I don't know. You know, he's talked about it in the past. I'm not sure. I think he's pretty happy with his role right now at DC Brow, but...
But who knows what the future holds. That's cool, though. That's very cool. Well, let's get down to 9 and 12. All right.
Your mother's a whore.
9. Oh, I remember 9.
Oh, yeah.
9 was a super smooth bourbon barrel-aged imperial stout smell. Very... Everything in line on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it smells like. And
this has got to be Bourbon County.
That's what it tastes like.
This is really good.
That's good. You get such a beautiful bourbon flavor.
Yeah.
Like, there are beers that are
bourbon.
Right. There are beers that are bourbon barrel aged where you're like, I know that's bourbon, but it's kind of aggressive and not that good. This is like just smooth, caramelly, vanilla-y, oaky. It's just... Even keel bourbon flavor. And that's
just enough char from like the bourbon barrel in there, and that's a good beer.
That's really good. Yeah, number 9. Mm. Now let's go to 12. This 12 was tons of coffee.
Oh man.
Oh, this is the one.
Coffee upon coffee, and it smells good.
12 is great. I mean, that's a really good coffee beer. It's delicious. I love coffee beers. I think I'm still going 9. I mean, that's
12 perfect. is all coffee, and this is good. And I would, whatever it is, I get it. I would get it because that coffee. If I want a coffee flavored beer, that's a great one.
That's
right
the
there.
One I still think.
Mm.
I know what it is.
So, Sean, you're voting 9.
Yeah.
Are you voting on this? Mark's voting 9. Yeah. Kyle?
I vote 12.
Okay. I'm voting 9.
Because the coffee... While I think 9 is excellent across all fields, I'm a stickler for coffee.
12 is one of the best coffee beers I've had in a long time.
Because it's mine.
I thought it was
Victory LD.
What is it? Oh, you thought it was Dominion,
Morning Glory. Oh, it's Breakfast Stout. Breakfast Stout?
Okay.
Yep.
I'm out.
12 going out. I was correct.
I am out.
Founders Breakfast Stout, 2013 vintage. So
my last one.
Basically 2 years old. Double chocolate coffee oatmeal stout, 8.3% alcohol. I guess when you age it, the
I gotta split a case with my brother.
I guess when you age it, the chocolate kind of falls out, and it's just like mainly coffee. But
yeah, that's honestly that's one thing I kind of wanted to discuss because I didn't age it purposely. I just didn't want to drink my last one, so I kind of just kept.
I thought the coffee would drop out faster.
I thought about it.
I would not have expected that.
That was runner up last time. It just I don't think it would have been fair.
All right, well, now it's time to have the discussion of the Swain saves.
All right, so 3, 6, and 9 are going backwards.
Yes.
They're staying out, but we got to get...
I've got the top four, my top four. So
I still think one...
Shoes.
I like a lot.
One, I have 1, 8, 11, and 12. That's what I have as my contenders for the Swain
I'm going to try four again just because it's mine to see how it's warmed up.
Yeah.
Why not? First round doesn't count.
Still pretty sour, but tastes good.
I like four a lot. I don't know if it necessarily fits in this lineup.
Nope. Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm going to enjoy the rest of that beer. So you had 1, 8, 11, and 12?
Yep.
I'm going to bump out 12 just because we lined it up with 9 just now, and I think that 9 is, for me, far and away a better beer than 12.
I
really like 12, but I know I'm not going to, if it comes down to it, I'm not going to vote for it over specifically
one of these something really quick? I think the Swain save, once the Swain save gets reintroduced, we should, like, randomize.
You can.
The
I don't care.
Competition.
What's left?
Yeah.
That's fine. You can
that
just...
way, just like the last beer we did doesn't go up against
the same.
That's fine.
All the, like every time.
You know yeah. No,
I mean?
I don't.
I'm a fan of one still. That's the 120, right?
I'm. Still. That's my favorite.
That would.
I would vote. I would definitely vote for
yeah,
one
to
come back as well.
Mine
yeah.
Come back in.
I think one's gotta. The years on that. It's good. It's really good.
I think I'm gonna vote against my own beer.
For your other beer.
11
I still like 11 a lot.
Yeah, 11. Me too.
11.
I'm a little biased pick. Because that is my beer, but
the gingerbread, Hardywood gingerbread stout.
For me, it's between 1 and 11.
Yep,
that's what I have on the table, and I'd go 1.
I'd go 1.
So Mark would go 1.
She's the tiebreaker.
Between 1 and 11, would you go?
Hold on.
Are you mixing beers now?
No.
A little chemistry over here.
Boom. Yeah. It's gonna blow up in your face.
8 and 12 are off the table. So 1's mine, 11's Sean's. But that's off the table. I said my Swain save was going to be 11, because I love 11. But
11
I really got to taste them back to back.
Mark and I vote 1, though. The Dogfish Head 120.
That gingerbread is so awesome. Just
it is
for
good.
Winter, it's just
it is.
Really getting me.
It's a hell of a beer. It's a hell of a beer.
That's the thing. Like, are we considering the theme when we make these decisions, or aren't we?
You do what you want. I'm not, but you guys can. I don't care.
Because if we're thinking winter, I'd go 11. But if we're thinking just the better beer, no matter what day of the week it is, day of the year it
well,
is.
Well, and here's the thing.
Is it better
it's individual.
Than, right. Is it better than, what is it, 11? 1 and 11? Is it better than 11? Don't think if it's winter, because it's a reason it's here. It's because you already think it's a winter brew. You know what I mean?
Well, that's a good point.
Right now, I'd rather drink 11, but year round, I'd rather drink 1. So I guess I have to go 1.
And I'm going 1. Okay.
Even though I right
they're both,
you,
they're
you,
both awesome.
They are
just
both really
pound
good.
11 right now.
I
cheers.
Yeah,
the
pound. Cheers.
Cheers
on the gingerbread
for
11. As you can't hear plastic.
I'm gonna go ahead and vote 1 just so I can drink the rest of 11 right now.
Bottoms up.
Yeah, bottoms up.
What beer was this again? 11.
It's an awesome beer. Gingerbread stout by Hardywood.
Can you get this in Maryland or not?
No, unfortunately.
Of course not.
Of course not.
Of course when I can't taste it.
You can get it in Virginia. Virginia's not far.
Oh, honorable mention to that beer.
You have to go through D.C.
Amazing.
That was many thanks to Matthew Van Sant, who's been on this
Matt Van Sant. Yeah,
that beer.
He's okay, oh yeah. So he actually gave the first taste I ever had of that. I had a bottle of it that he gave me. So okay. Yeah, Matt Van Zandt making Hardywood,
yeah, how loved by many. This?
Yeah, just mix it up and see what happens.
So why don't we all just spin them in circles and then we'll just match them up on our own?
Now, they all just come back now that where they were.
I have 6, 9, 1, and 3. And I don't remember what any of them are besides 1. So
6, 9, 1, 3. I think that's a good matchup.
Okay. Alright.
Okay, so
those four beers have never gone against each other respectively.
Alright, so we'll do number 6 versus number 9 for the first round of this round.
It's called the Swain Save
and 1 and 3
Swain Shuffle.
Well, it's probably good because otherwise it'd have been stout for stout, as it looks like.
Okay. All right, so let's do 6 and 9 first then, because we're being weird.
69? Is it?
It is.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
It just randomly went to 69.
Oh, you know.
All right, so let's smell 6 first. Which one was this?
So this is the one that smells like caramelized brown sugar.
Very
aged in a bourbon barrel.
Very boozy.
So have you lost a beer yet?
I've lost one. The Sang Royale.
So it's both your beers.
I'm guessing 6 and 9 are both yours.
Maybe.
Because I'm pretty sure.
Maybe.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that.
Maybe.
I think 6 and 9 are both
yours. So you guys
are
going head to head at the end here. Interesting. Mm.
Yeah, 6 is 1's like caramelly, brown sugar, bourbon, like sweet. And that's pretty much it. High alcohol, but good.
It's very, if that's not an extremely high alcohol beer, I'm going to be disappointed because that's got to be at least 12%. Because it is a very boozy, rich beer. If it's lower than that, I don't think
it's weird.
I can respect the
character.
There's
no contest
much,
for me on
you know?
This one.
Which all right, well, let's do 9.
A clear winner for me.
9 was the one we just did. This was the one that was like even across everything, like bourbon, chocolate, vanilla,
for
caramel.
For me, 9 wins this round. Easy.
9 wins.
Yeah.
I like them both a lot, but yeah, I would go 9.
I have no idea what 6 is. I'm curious.
I would definitely go 9.
I'm pretty sure 9 is Bourbon County.
6 is Booze City.
So number 9
City.
Moves on.
6 is like
Booze City.
Number 6 going out. Move 9 over.
9's going head-to-head in the end.
So this is yours?
Yeah, number 6 of mine. It is... Dun-dun-dun-dun. Suker by The Brewery. It is the 2014 vintage. It's a bourbon barrel-aged old ale.
It meets the alcohol requirement I was looking for.
It is 16.9%.
Holy.
16.9.
I will say that holds that hides it well.
Yes.
Definitely.
Wow. That's where it probably would have helped if we said the ABVs of the beer.
Try that again, just
while you're tasting them, you'd probably
if you're looking for that around 12 to 13, 14%, and then you find out it's almost 17, it's well-made beer.
I feel like there's other ones that have been felt stronger, you know what I mean? This really hides it well. Some other ones
so that was,
like
I'm sorry, that's their anniversary from 2015?
No, that was the strong
2014.
One of the
2014, okay.
So it's. I think Suker comes out toward the beginning, so it's almost
well,
a 20
year kind of, you know, we are kind of at the end here, so everything kind of.
No, that was the one. That was the one that stood out.
Alcohol that's tasty, though.
Oh, but for 16%.
That's great. For
16%. Cuvée or something is the 2015?
Yeah, Cuvée, something like that, yeah.
So that whole program for them is. I'm forgetting the word right now for what they do.
Awesome?
Awesome, yeah, but they. They have all these barrels, and when they empty them for the bottling, they leave some of the beer in the barrels every year.
Oh.
So every year that they do it, it's a little bit of all of the other vintages mixed back into it.
Oh, that's cool.
How they make aged balsamic in Italy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it?
That's exactly.
Oh, cool. Maybe that's where
Solaire
they got
Solaire method, that's what it's called.
Solaire.
So they it's basically a blend of tiny, tiny amounts of mm-hmm. all the way back to the very first vintage mm-hmm. of that release.
Yep.
Evo does the same thing with their sour, the Nouveau Rouge.
Okay.
Exactly how they make aged balsamic.
So that Suker, that's the one beer I entered that I have not had before.
Okay.
I had never had it, but I was like, it's got to be good. I mean, it's the brewery, so. Yeah. But it was good. Well, let's do 3 and 1. And obviously we know that number 1 is the Dogfish Head 120. And that's
2013
one.
It's good. 2 year old. You get that candied orange, definitely boozy. Lots of orange peel.
Oh, yeah, lots. God damn. The orange peel keeps growing too as it gets warmer and warmer. You just get more and more orange peel, and it's like I've liked orange peel in beer before, but that's probably the best orange peel flavor I've ever had in a beer.
Hold on, hold on.
Straight up.
It's better than Shock Top.
You just blew my mind right there. Just blown.
Sean's like,
Blue Moon.
It's not better than Shock Top. Pull the plugs. We're all frauds.
No, that it's very nice.
See, the
nice.
Thing is,
very nice.
I can't comment. I'm sorry.
Okay, you have abstained about Shock Top, but Kyle,
I love Dogfish.
That's the thing. I don't know if it's like a palate fatigue or whatever, but one is really cutting through all the other flavors we've been experiencing.
It does,
and that's taking it up. For me.
I agree with that. I definitely agree.
It's weird because that's a product of our situation, our environment, what we've been doing. So
yeah,
these are two very different real life beers. Situations. I had to clear my palate before.
Yeah. Which one was three? What was three about?
I don't think we know that the chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This
the,
is
the fudge.
Three's the fudgy one.
This is the fudgy brownie.
Yeah. Fudge and
booze.
Lick
the beaters.
Yeah.
Lick the beater, don't
you? Beater. I love to lick the beater.
Love licking that beater, don't you? Right there.
Hello.
While it's still spinning. Whoa. Hello there.
There's some molesting going on. Kyle on Sean Sorry. Molesting. This is typical.
Oh, I'm still melting into the chair, so I'm okay.
Well, the funny thing is this usually happens, and yet, Sean, when you come on, you always intentionally sit next to me.
No, no, no. I sat down. I sat down, and then he came in and humped me into my chair.
Oh.
And then sat down, and I said, oh, I guess we're right where we left off. That was off camp, off mic.
Off mic, yeah.
It's all wool socks and denim cocks over here.
Oh.
That's a good quote. You should like.
That's
coin
the name
that.
Of the episode: Wool Socks and Denim Cocks.
I thought it was the ash and leather.
Nope, it just got bumped.
Well, whatever it is, it's obviously sexual. I mean, leather and ash kind of.
I mean, there's no contest on that. So yeah, so three's the one that's extremely fudgy. So,
packing that fudge in there.
Yeah,
it's packed to the brim with fudge.
I'm just going to say I still vote for one. I think this 120 is tasting really awesome right now.
I vote three.
All right. Sean's voting
three. I
vote three. Mark's voting three.
And I want this beer when I can completely taste things. That's...
Yeah, you want that? Yeah. Kyle.
See, I think as three warms, it sits a little heavy. A little like that. The fudge, the warm fudge, it's not...
So
I think
like
that's better.
Fudge.
It's better.
I like
little,
the warm fudge.
With a little bit of
so these beers,
chill to it.
These beers are kind of opposite in that sense.
Yeah, this is getting better as it warms. That's getting worse.
So you're
in my
one.
Opinion.
Yeah. Interesting. Very.
Yep. No questions.
You're going maybe. One?
Yep.
And Rebecca's the tiebreaker.
One.
Rebecca goes one.
Oh, we're going to have a
goose. The only problem I have with one is I don't feel like it's a winter beer.
I thought
but that's
we were
going to
have
opinion.
A goose versus goose finale.
That's not
goose.
Just alcohol-wise, yes, but IPA just doesn't
goose.
Scream winter. But
triple,
oh,
like
wait,
double.
I don't know what
do it. You just gotta do it.
I'm getting.
Definitely
see
that
flashcards from off mic.
All right, so three getting eliminated right before the end is Goose Island's Big John Imperial Stout with cocoa.
I'm sorry
nibs.
To tell you, you're not gonna be able to buy this beer anywhere.
Goose Island, really?
They stopped making this in 2012.
It is a,
oh
yes.
My gosh.
It's so good. We're going to stop making it now. You know? It's like, why do
it's
breweries
so
do that? Oh, this is so great, guys.
This
forget
is
it.
Really good. This
give them some pumpkin
wow.
shit. You know?
They stopped making this in 2012?
Yeah.
I'm
it,
sorry,
so this
listeners.
Is,
why
so
do you
this
listen
like
to
a,
this? Right. I can't get any of these beers ever.
So this
first
is,
get a DeLorean.
Yeah.
And, you know, get
this
some
is
trash
a
and go back
1.21... gigawatts, not gigawatts, but gigawatts.
That's right.
Ugh.
This is a 3-year-old beer, 11.5% alcohol by volume. Yeah, Imperial Stout with cocoa nibs. Big John, I haven't even heard of Big John, honestly.
Goose, beer?
Goose Island.
Sean, no.
Yeah, oh, Sean, yeah.
Yeah, that
Sean.
Was my last entry. I'm out.
I've heard of Little John.
Yeah, Little
Carlin.
Me.
From, no, yeah, not
wow.
Little John.
Wait,
Little John.
I think
Robin
we get second place, again. Fellas. That's not bad.
That means you get to take some
only
beer,
only about
though.
A Swain save. For the hair on
oh,
the
yeah,
chin.
It is.
Chin,
I didn't
chin.
Even vote
it's
for
it. A Swain
I
save.
I didn't vote for the Swain save.
This happened last time, right? Because your Swain save won for,
I don't even remember.
It did.
I don't remember.
Where Swain save went up against, it was definitely top four, the Swain save. Interesting.
So the last time we had this matchup, Swain save. Oh, wait, no, we haven't had this matchup yet.
No,
no.
So one obviously is the Dogfish had 120 minutes that came back in the Swain save spot and has moved to either the victor or the runner-up.
See, I mean...
So good.
To each their own, but I just have to say...
And nine's the even keel.
If you're not going stout winter beer, that... It's right there. I mean,
I think it fits encapsulated perfect for in that glass. A winter beer.
Yeah.
They release it multiple times throughout the year, but I think as far as a winter time beer, you get this beer, you age it, you sit on it for a little while. I've never been a fan of it fresh because
it's too boozy. Very.
Too bitter.
Yeah. Yep.
I agree.
Some people love it fresh. And
I don't.
All for them. But I love buying a bunch of this beer and sitting on it and tasting it over time, seeing how it changes.
That's why,
And this is a perfect beer to share at holidays, special occasions. It's big, it's boozy, you can special spread around at 12.
Like exactly. Yeah, exactly. I feel like one has won it.
One's really good, but I would vote for nine.
Interesting.
Because I think one is awesome, but nine is awesome as well. And it's what I'm looking for. I love like the bourbon notes and the dark chocolate aspect. Just everything's even keel. But
I heard from the crowd earlier that nine is not what I thought it was, and I'm really intrigued.
Yeah, because it's great.
It's really good. Really good.
It is really good.
I'll go with nine.
I'm going one.
So Mark went nine. I went nine.
I'll go with Kyle one next year, but I like nine.
You go with one. I won. It's actually been a long time since I've won.
I think the aroma is better in nine, but the flavor is better in one for me still.
So this beer... Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. I don't think you can get this. Not now.
This beer actually was discontinued in 2010. Actually,
at some point you will.
We had zero discussion about the championship.
That's true.
1-9, 1-9, done.
Fuck it, that's true. This is a
championship. We've had it so many times at this point. Yeah. That
so nine is the winner, although sorry the 120 is awesome.
That's a
and the champion is? It's like 9-1, 9-1. Okay, done.
You do get a beer, so. That's
so cool. I want Kyle, runner-up. You get some surprise beer.
You do get a beer that'll sit in your fridge that you'll bring back next year for.
Yeah.
Brutal battle.
Yeah.
I really... Usually I'm like, oh, I'll take all these, and I just leave them all here secretly, and then I'll take maybe one and just go home.
There you go.
We'll see.
Well, let's all find out what the winner was. This one was a 2015 vintage, so it is not really aged, honestly. But it is Duclaw Brewing's Retribution Bourbon Barrel Aged Imperial Stout.
Wow.
Straight up. Local brewery. Duclaw.
Wait, Retribution. So you can't get it, or is it like past the seasonal?
It's past when it just came out. And the other thing is they're going forward, they're only releasing it at Day of Retribution, which is a special event they're having at the brewery because the barrels have become so expensive that they would have to add a lot to the price in the liquor store. So obviously you can have some at their locations.
What do you feel like, growler up? Or?
I don't know if you can do a growler or not, but Day of Retribution will be, I think, sometime in November, early November, and that's their event.
Is that
when you can go.
Only or they'll have
tickets, and you can go and you get with your ticket you get like an allotment of different variations of it. This past year it was regular two 12-ounce bottles of regular Retribution, two 12-ounce of pumpkin Retribution, and two of their chocolate cherry Retribution.
So you get that all?
Never had the Retribution before. I've got Divine Retribution in my basement.
One, two, or three. There were three iterations. Well, we'll find out. They're all good.
I can't believe a Duclaw beer won that. I'm shocked.
This is the thing. I've been saying for a long time that Duclaw does high alcohol beers very well.
They do.
You think Devil's Milk, which came as runner-up in one of these tournaments, great barley wine, and then
the
Retribution is
an... It's so good.
I actually have one of those. I thought about putting it in, but I was like, I don't get Retribution. I don't want to put in two Duclaws. But Duclaw, great job. I've always really liked Retribution.
Well done.
It's awesome.
Wow.
I'm
won
surprised.
The tourney.
I'm sure.
I mean, outside of like.
I thought this was going to be
Sweet
the bee's
Baby Jesus.
Cat pajamas. You know,
I really thought that was.
Can't go wrong with that, but I don't think there's any other beer where I've been awestruck by.
Yeah.
With that. So.
I love Sweet Baby Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I think, though.
The best beer they've made.
I think it speaks volumes for this beer that Sean believed that it was potentially Bourbon County, because Bourbon County was the original when it comes to that style. So if you can even.
There's a lot of people trying to replicate that, and they don't come close to it.
Yeah. But this is so even keel, isn't it? Like, everything's in line.
Well
such a damn good beer.
It is.
Good job, Duclaw.
I still vote for one. I do. I still prefer one.
Well, Dogfish Head is a Delaware beer.
Yeah, Delaware.
Close enough, right?
That's a great beer. That's
impressive. It was a tough decision between the two.
Very, very tough. I agree. It was hard, but hey. Oh, good beer.
You lost with the 120. If you want to unload those somewhere. Yeah.
If you want to unload all I'll over his face later.
These are loser beers.
I got these wool socks on.
We have the prize beers.
What do I have to do for you to get
those? There's more. There's so many. All right, well, let me present what the
who brought this?
What these beers are.
Oh, hey.
Because this was what I saw in a single bottle.
What is it?
Bottle,
tell
too.
The listeners.
This is a Delirium Noel.
That should have been introduced in the tournament.
Delirium Noel's good.
That was my number four.
That's a good beer.
Okay, because I saw this in a single. Because I had the Noel, but it was not the Delirium. It was.
What are you thinking?
Yeah, I don't know. So Delirium.
You want to pull it out? Pull them out.
Yeah.
Pull it out. And
Delirium
show them
Noel off. Is one of the prize beers. What's that one?
Scratch Beer Series.
So this is one of Trogue's Scratch Beers. It's their impending descent. It's like 2 years old at this point. That's their Imperial Stout. Nice. So I'm not going to keep it. I'll let someone take that.
2 years old.
What do we
Pearl
got?
Pearl Necklace. Oh. Chesapeake Stout. Chesapeake Stout.
What the fuck was...
Oh. Flying Dog.
Pearl Necklace.
I was just shocked
that
someone else
Oyster Stout.
An Oyster Stout, because... one too.
Someone brought some Brown Sugar by Lagunitas. That's
brown
good.
Sugar.
That's got to be your jam.
I just pulled out all three of my beers. They're all.
Oh, okay.
Also, one that people can go ahead and have. Someone else can have because I have another one. Ninkasi Brewing's Noir, which is a milk stout with cold brew coffee, Stumptown coffee.
That's
it's good.
Good.
That's
Thank
a good beer.
You
all
very
right.
much.
Compliment of that. We also have a Snow and Tell Oak Age Scotch Ale by Boulevard Brewing. I want that. That sounds
that
good.
That was one
I brought. I want that. We have a Dominion Baltic Porter Winter Brew.
No, thank you.
Sounding
that
good.
They didn't bottle that this year.
That I brought. That was going to be questionable. My third one instead.
Bell's Double Cream Stout. This is a good beer. This is a tasty beer.
When's that Baltic?
Oh, Kyle wants it.
Well, how does it work? I don't know. I came in second.
I don't know.
So I feel like
I think
10,
I. You know, 19, you can have
15.
Some.
Last year?
Okay.
I think those two.
Brooklyn Brewery's Black Chocolate Stout.
I thought about that one.
And then we also got a Three Philosophers by Omega.
Wait. What's going on?
And a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year by Anchor.
Oh, never mind.
That
rounds
it out.
This year, Anchor?
2015?
Yeah. I really like the Anchor this year.
I haven't loved theirs until the one that was really like, it tasted like Christmas trees. Like it had that. It was 2013, 2012, around there. Crushed it. I mean, it just
2011 or 2012. One of those two was like my that turned me on to Anchor Christmas every year. Like I've got to try it, no matter what. I have to try it.
It's when I went.
This is one of my favorite.
When I went and visited that brewery,
like
that was an experience.
The Delirium.
Oh, you've been to Anchor?
That reminds me of Christmas Vacation.
It smells like.
Yeah, that Bell's
brown
stout
sugar and raisin and date oatmeal. Like the whole place just smells like that. It's just this very sweet.
I've
dark
seen pictures.
Smell.
It looks like an incredible brewery.
It's such a cool place.
It's I mean, that
really
is the original.
So you think that would have
brewery.
Gone up?
And it's right there. You can walk from there right into the Mission and get your like big log-sized burrito. You know, your Mission-style burrito. It's such an awesome. I love
so
San Francisco.
Fritz Maytag bought that brewery in 1965, I think.
Yeah,
it's like 15 years before anybody else started doing craft beer. You turned it into a craft brewery.
That's why
I made
a point to go there, because it was such an experience.
Yeah, no, it is.
I mean, we went there, we went Russian River, and we went to Lagunitas, and all three
That's
were
a great trip.
Freaking awesome.
That's a great trip.
I mean, Russian River obviously blew my fucking mind.
Yeah.
And Lagunitas, I felt like I needed to take a shower after I left. They're a bunch of crusty stoners, but man, they make some great beer.
And now their business is huge because they had half of it purchased. And man,
really?
Yeah, they're going to be distributed like all over the place. It's crazy.
Good. They make good beer, so good for them.
Anyway, we'll figure out the rest of these.
What was two again?
Two was the Adroit Theory Black Celebration Imperial Stout.
That was the one that I was like, this is really good, and it's only $4 for a single
12 ounce.
Yeah,
that's expensive.
Yes, it is.
But anyway, we'll get the rest of these beers figured out off podcast, but Mark, I'm sorry you didn't.
I was dethroned in the first round.
You don't need
sorry.
To cut it short. They want to keep listening.
Perhaps I'll
they
be mad.
Hour and a half. They don't like this.
No, we've gone down.
They love us.
I need redemption. I feel like there's a clause in my contract for Brutal
Maybe.
Battle that I get an automatic rematch once I lost my title.
I thought you were going to say you get paid extra.
Well, well that too.
And a half over an
I will.
And a half.
I will quadruple your pay of zero to zero.
What's going to happen? You record 9 episodes tomorrow. And then we'll have another decisode in a couple weeks.
Okay.
We'll just, bam.
Done.
We'll get right
honestly, we could
boom.
Do another decisode in a couple weeks and just hold it. No problem.
Do it tonight.
We could
do it right
Summer.
Now.
With the beers
on.
That are left.
I would
hold
say
on.
The theme of the next decisode is we raid Carlin's closet of beers.
Yes.
Carlin's cellar.
Done.
That would be...
I'd be the winner.
Awesome.
I'd be the winner.
No winners.
I think I can get the babysitter
together.
For Beckett to extend a few hours.
I want to be back. I'm going to pressure you in right now.
We'll see.
No, there's no we'll see, Carlin. It's yes, you'll be back.
Check back in
10
episodes, and if we're all still on here and we sound this drunk, we went through with the plan.
Okay. That makes sense.
This is episode 150.
Like 7% was the smallest beer we had, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Up to 16.
And
so.
Plus 150 is that's a big episode for the podcast.
Yeah,
except 150.
If it was 150, but this is 140.
The next one.
I'm talking about the next one.
Oh,
man.
The next one.
That's what they're
Jesus,
gonna
are you the drunk
that.
One
well,
here?
Well, that's true. I mean, but every episode's a big episode in one way or another, so, you know. But anyway, Mark, I really appreciate you coming on, especially because you're not feeling the best,
next
so
time,
I appreciate it.
Next time I'll be able to breathe. But it's usually I'm sick every time I come over here.
Yeah.
February's a bad month for me, that's all.
What's the theme of the next decisode?
Don't know yet. We'll figure that one out. Well, we'll tease it at some
point. The listeners want to hear us hash
I don't
out.
Know what it is.
Hash out
well,
what the next one is.
Throw something out there, Chief.
That's
they
a long
did.
Time from now.
I don't know.
It's not going to air for another
we've had 14
two and a half
of them.
Months.
I have no idea.
Maybe
it's going to be at least 15 minutes before we start recording it. It's going to be tough to decide.
Should it be Maryland beers?
We
that
could.
Would be a good
that's
one.
That's something
you
could do.
Just
because then this mother trucker
is
right here couldn't get his... You know.
Well, it was Maryland beers because Duclaw won this
well,
one.
Ugh. I guess you could do like Maryland, Delaware. You
yeah.
Know.
Delaware's.
Maybe like
no.
Delmarva?
Yeah,
Delmarva
beers.
Okay.
There
you
go.
Delmarva beers.
Then you can
Delaware,
put your
no,
grit
Delaware
there.
Just came in second place.
Did, yeah.
Wow. And Maryland came in first, so maybe we shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So this one's out.
It's going to be a repeat.
All right, well, anyway,
Jean-Claude Van Damme beer.
We're going to end this. I already said my thank you to Mark. Kyle, thank you for coming on. It's because
it's
been
a
while. It's been a while.
When was the last time?
And also, here's the other thing. That 120 that you've been saving for, what, 3 years now? That's awesome. I really, it's great.
Saving.
No, I mean, there was like 2012, 2013, there was a lot of them.
And then, Sean, even though you're texting right now, I appreciate you getting a babysitter.
No, I'm extending the babysitter for another 3 hours so we can...
Let's go to Wine World Friendship. Let's get our Delmarvas. Meet
and
back
come
here.
Right back. All right. But thank you, everyone, for being on it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Rebecca, for doing all the hard work of, you know, pouring all the beers and getting everything together for the tournament, matchups, everything. And we'll see what the next decisode brings. So until then, listen to every episode in between that and get excited. And don't forget to keep it brutal.
Keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.